Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
We won't get into salaries. That'll be for another day on one of the lunch bunches.
Sure.
Let's talk about this. Two-thirds of Canadians have lost weight in the past 5 years. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those two-thirds of Canadians have failed to keep it off, according to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. What's going on?
Well, this is not surprising. This is related to the notion that I need to lose weight quickly. I'm going to change and alter my diet to such an extent that over the long term, it becomes an unsustainable type of action. And as a result, I'm going to get tired of doing this and resume and return to my normal eating pattern. The consequence of doing such is that when people lose weight very quickly, and this is very common, you hear advertisements about this, and it's always pushed on various different diet schemes and fad diets and such, is that when someone is overweight and they lose weight very quickly, what their body does is instead of losing a large proportion of fat, it also loses a great proportion of protein in as muscle tissue. And so what you see happening, and because muscle tissue is denser, you tend to seem to lose a lot of weight. Now what happens is after you stop your diet and you resume your normal eating patterns, your calories that you take in end up being usually greater or even actually much greater than the diet that you were on, and as a result, your body starts to gain weight again. But in this case, what has happened is that the proportion of weight that you are gaining compared to where your body was before is now more fat than protein. So in effect, you've lost lean body weight as of muscle tissue and gained back much more fat. And then people get very upset about this. They see their weight come back, and they try and lose weight again, and they do the same thing again. And over again, what tends to happen is that their overall ratio of lean body mass, which is muscle, to fat body mass, which obviously contains fat tissue, changes to the extent where their bodies become fatter. That is, there's more percentage of fat in their bodies. And so the bottom line to this is that when you want to lose weight, you have to do this very slowly. And when you do this very slowly, it means that you are only taking in a negative amount of calories, very small, but 100 or 200 calories a day, which will result in about 10 pounds of weight loss a year. 10 pounds a year, although sounds like a lot, is actually very little with respect to what you have to do in your diet. That is, 100 calories or 200 calories a day is about a quarter of a sandwich to half a sandwich a day. And if we assume that your weight is stable and you do that, over that year, you will lose 10 to 20 pounds. But you won't notice the half a sandwich a day. It's not a big amount, a large amount of food. And as a result, you'll maintain that type of lifestyle and eating habit because you're eating the foods that you want, but you're just eating a little bit less of that. And by doing that, you don't end up binging or saying, I'm getting tired of eating this way, and then consuming the foods that you were eating before in greater quantities. And so this is what we're seeing with this particular survey, is that many people have tried meal replacement bars or shakes, 23% used weight loss supplements, and 39% followed a diet that restricted certain foods or food groups. That is a punitive type of diet. People can't keep on that kind of track. And invariably, you see one or two people that seem to succeed at it, but the vast majority do not because they don't follow how people behave and how people normally behave. And it's just not the way to lose weight. And this is one of the things that's trying to tell people, is that you're better off seeing a dietitian, speaking to a physician who has expertise in weight loss management. Dietitians are excellent in terms of being able to look at the foods that you're eating, see how many calories that they are, because calories are the currency of weight.
Okay, well, I'm afraid we're running out of time.
Okay.
But and they concluded that if you had a modest weight loss goal of maybe 1 to 2 pounds a week or a month, that would be the kind of weight that you'd keep off permanently.
Absolutely. 1 to 2 pounds a month is very sustainable, and you won't notice that you're actually trying to lose that weight.